How come in 2010 they don't make either decent, affordable mic stands or shock mounts that don't suck? I mean, you got to spend so much money to get one that doesn't, like, fall apart. And it's crazy. Because it's not like it's digital technology. It's like...
No, I mean, that's a... You know, I got that Sound Deluxe mic, which is a beautiful mic. The microphone's great. It's beautifully made. It sounds great. And the mount that comes with it is such a piece of crap. Like, it basically is falling apart. So now we're, like, looking for a decent one.
It's mind-blowing to me, too, because it's like, how many records have I used the baby bottle mic on? Like, I've literally used this mic on so many...
Oh, yeah.
So many Fakocton records, and it's like...
Fakocton. I like that.
Like, they
are we keeping it clean?
I mean, like, you know, I guess it's good that they are at least willing to cough up the money for or give you a new shock mount, because their products are so poorly...
Yeah, but they aren't the only one. You know, but that's the thing, and you know, maybe we should ask Michael Deming, because this is an issue for even the Charter Oak stuff, you know, which is very, very high quality stuff. I think it's just that in the end, it's like they can only get it from a certain number of suppliers. They're all made in China, and you know, it's like who knows.
I guess if I had any business desire, I would find a way to make microphone hardware, and I'd make a killing. Except,
well, it's funny because you know those giant Atlas, those silver.
Yeah, but those things fall apart too.
They're super crappy. And finally,
like $300.
I know, but have you seen the ones that Steve got down at Saltlands? They're a new model, and it's made by.
It's not Atlas though. Yeah, I saw that. There's some company that makes them. That they're like,
and they're great. And that's the thing. It was kind of like when I first used them, I'm like, this is so great. All the connectors, I mean, all the little clamps are nicely dampened and very high quality. They're going to last, and it has way more control of replacement than those Atlas ones. And I mean, you know, God love Atlas. They were around for how many, 50s, 75 years of the same exact thing.
I don't know. Maybe in the 50s they weren't made so poorly, because it's just like their wheels always fall off and they like tip over and shit.
But these new ones are great. I'm trying to remember the name.
Knock yourself in the head with that big old boom arm.
But that's the same thing with the mic mounts. It's the same thing. Someone just has to come through and be like, this is a sort of universal mic mount, and it's really high quality, and it's $50, and they're going to make a fortune, and it's not going to be me.
So if you're a design student at RISD, I should have a business proposition for you. Mm-hmm. I just gave you a great idea. You should cut me in on some.
Yeah.